Good morning, Big Town Men. Where's my evil microphone? Oh, get the fucking volume up. Come on, I want to be fucking deaf. If that Shane Hansen so much as farts, I want my eardrums blown out. Well, guys, I've turned the volume down. Oh, fuck. Old mole. I'm not doing, you know, what I'm doing is I'm trying to find shit. I go, oh, I just put it there a minute ago. And then going, fuck, well, that's like an eternity. Alright. I don't even know if this is still fucking transmitting. Alright. This is... So it's hard to explain to mere mortals why I'm so fucking beautiful. Right? And one of them is my poison powders, my poison potions. Right? This is like... I do research extensively, so this is not like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking idiot, doesn't know what he's talking about. But, you know, use this at, if you decide to make it, use it at your own, be sensible, you know, don't fucking eat it. And it's okay for, like, you know, funny little wounds, you know. Right, copper, in some respects, in enough amounts and, you know, against the right organisms and all, you know, all this sort of business is actually, it can either sustain life, and if you get enough copper, it will kill life. So this is quite a good salve, you know, for cuts and scrapes. But then again, you know, all right. This is a very old jar of tiger balm, right? The tiger's bum. Right. Tiger balm, you know, lovely stuff if you're on a motorcycle and especially if you're going in cold, damp weather. A bit of it all over the hands and knuckles keeps the fucking sort of arthritis out. It keeps the fucking, the freezing of the joints. It stops. Now, given, like, this is, I don't know quite, I'll just explain it how I see it, right? And it has both things that are factually true from experience, but it also things that just don't make any fucking sense and that's all sort of bullshit. But, you know, I'm happy, at work, so I'm happy, right? If you're going on those really long, cold, fucking wet rides, you know, and, you know, your hands are going to fucking freeze up, you know, and cold and wet and stuff like that, applying some tiger balm over your hands and knuckles and fingers and joints and stuff, although it's sort of mostly petroleum jelly based, I guess, you know, as well as other oils and additives and bits and pieces, it keeps the moisture out of your joints. Now, this is the bit that doesn't make any sense because we're basically sacks of fucking water, right? But being the fucking really inventive sort of person who, you know, what I've done is, I forget why I wanted it, but what I did is I got a bag, of copper powder. It's micronized, it's like extremely fine powder, right? And this is what it looks like. This is like the little transfer sort of thing. But this is what it looks like. Oh, we won't spill it everywhere. Yes, we are, just a bit. But this is what it looks like as a powder, you know, the powder out of the packet, right? So that's just basically to stop it oxidizing. But if we mix copper powder into the tiger balm, right, and then we add this is camphor. If we add camphor, like crush it up, you know, it's pretty easy to sort of fucking, you know, yeah, it's pretty easy to crush into a fucking powder. But if we add camphor as well, you know, I'm not going to go by specific amounts or anything like that, just sort of, you know, stick in as much copper powder as you can until you get a bit of a, starts to sort of thicken up, right? And here's where I was bitten by a bug, and I'm quite, like, you know, and it's a fucking, I was bitten by two insects. And you know how people are full of strange ideas? Well, these two bites took fucking years to heal up, you know? And I'm thinking, this is like by ordinary mosquitoes, and this is a fanciful notion. This could be absolute bullshit. You know how they sort of say that there's like little military grade, like little mosquito sort of bugs, and they come and bite and you fall over dead or something. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying I was bitten by it, but I've never been bitten by fucking, I've never been bitten by any insect where it takes years for the fucking bite to sort of heal, you know? And I didn't see it and I didn't feel it. Where's my fucking arm? Yep. But I found that copper with lots of camphor blended into fucking tiger balm tends to be a really good medically viable ointment, you know? And the thing is, this copper, where we get into toxicity and stuff like that, you know, what I was saying about that insect thing, I didn't feel them, but, you know, they, you know, it was just, I'm not saying it's true, but I like the idea that maybe something's really fucking wrong with the issue, you know. Mosquito bites that never sort of heal. You know, so I like the idea. The idea is good, but the facts and reality might be completely fucking at odds. But where copper is really good is if it's used on copper handrails, because any fucking germs from your hands, the oil and the moisture and the air and the humidity and all this sort of stuff, copper will chemically react with bacteria and it'll kill it. It'll kill them. And so I don't know about wiping this shit onto fucking open wounds, but, you know, I would, because it helps. but there's also the depth and the fucking strength and the bloody, is it just a surface sort of thing, or is there a fucking deep sort of grinding of the flesh, and the stuff on top doesn't reach the stuff down deep, you know what I mean? But I'm happy, you know. I'm happy. So that's what's good. So, you know, you can, you know, make up your own ideas, make up your own mind. You know, you can make variations of that. You can just mix the copper in with the copper powder in with straight Vaseline, petroleum jelly, you know what I mean? Leave out all the tiger balm, you know, the lotions and potions and oils and all this sort of stuff. You know, and like camphor. Camphor has a sort of odd, not an odd, it's used a lot in Indian ceremony, Indian and Pakistani, I think, ceremonial type stuff. And in like a faint waft every now and then is quite refreshing and cleansing of the air. But basically, you know, they use it, you know, I don't know how old you are and how much you remember, but they used to have these like little dildos, like little vibrator things, you know, plastic cases with a hole in the end, and you go, you know, and you could have a sniff of menthol or menthol and camphor and stuff like that to help unblock the nose, you know. They appear to have taken off the market, you know, but they were sort of around when I was teenager, sort of age-ish sort of thing. You know, 40, 50 years ago. And, you know, so like a very, you know, and they put it in, they camphor or menthol, whatever, fuck, they put it in chest rubs, you know, the Vicks Vapor Rub and all this sort of stuff. And so it's not a bad, it's actually a really good, it's technically it's poisonous, but, you know, only in sort of largish doses and sustained, you know, like, you know. But faint wafts of it can help a bit. Although people say it's medically it's fucking useless, I think it's really good. So adding a bit of camphor, adding a little bit of camphor to some things I think it's a fucking brilliant idea. But the other thing is this smells. I like he's having a sniff. You know, medically, this is quite a fucking toxin. I forget the exact rates, but the reason why it's fairly restricted for sale in Australia is because retarded parents leave it out where kids can get into it. And kids go, this smells like a minty, which is basically a mint-flavoured white sugar sort of nougat kind of fucking thing, you know, and little paper wrappings, you know, wax paper wrapping. And kids go, that smells nice. It smells like a fucking minty. And so they eat it, and I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. So go look it up. But I think it's about 2 grams of camphor will kill a 50 kilogram child or something like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, by all means, do your research and, you know, be careful. Don't leave shit around where kids can get into it. And if you've got kids, train them. Do not eat this stuff, you know. This is not, these are not sweets. These are not to be eaten. You know, train them. Don't just say, oh, that's naughty. Train them, you know. So, yeah, that's what you can. What, it's not what you can't do. Don't eat. It's like saying to fat people, oh, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. Well, what can you fucking eat? Shut up, you stupid cunt, you know. These are really good things to get into, and everything else is dubious to bad, you know. Avocados are good, tomatoes are good, a bit of cheese is good. Nice sandwiches with ham and salad and all this sort of stuff is good, you know. Just don't eat fucking blocks of bloody cheese by itself. So, yeah. So, you know, you got to train children. You got to train them. And if they're too sort of young to really get sort of cognizant about some issues, lock it away, you know. You know. Here, sniff this. It's bad for you. Don't eat it. You'll die. Be shown to Hanson, behavioral therapist. Yeah, anyway. So that's the lotions and potions of Shane T. Hanson, you know. I like this because I made it, I created it, I designed it and, you know, improved upon it. And copper, you know, I kind of, you know, people are entitled to be stupid and do the wrong things and have all sorts of idiot ideas that, you know, send them to their fucking graves. But regardless of that, I think a copper type paste powder over big fucking wounds and stitches and all this sort of stuff, I think a copper based treatment, ointment for external use only type thing, I think fucking copper based potions are actually very, very good. You know, you just don't sort of, you know, people wear copper bands for arthritis and all this sort of stuff, and some people go, fuck yeah, it's really helped. You know, so you got to be, it's not the fact that it's got copper, that it's, you know, copper based. It's how much you use and where you use it and how often you use it and stuff like that. So for some really important sort of, you know, surgical scars and other bits and pieces, it can be a fucking really good thing, you know. That's what I think. All right, guys. Time to play.